The title suggests that Philly Dubois is in trouble, but it is the imaginative pen of Barbara Mutch that brings us a story that builds slowly but surely towards a surprising ending, one that will have the reader reeling. Against a background of Franschhoek vineyards, dusty paths, adoption squatters and land reclamation, Mutch creates what might be termed a defence for this young, vibrant and kind-hearted girl, even before we know her so-called crime. The title also suggests a second case, that of being an adopted child. Mutch's fourth novel, The Case Against Philly Dubois, is again historical fiction, taking us to the vineyards of Franschhoek in the early 1990s through to today, to a family with an adopted daughter who doesn't look quite like them. We are left to guess at her heritage, but she is loved, nurtured, and in line to inherit the farm. Adopted at the beginning of the 90s, her history is unknown, but the recurring nightmares of her mother abandoning her at a small church push her into trying to find out more. Childless, Martin and wife Ray Dubois come from a line of French heritage wine farmers. Grand-mère Nanette, an astute observer, with her cultured French ways, love for Philly and care for the farm and its people, bringing wisdom of age. Philly is a lively child, full of personality, with close girlfriends from the smart school she attends, attuned to the vineyards where her wayward curls fly through the aisles of vines, passionate about her parents, determined to prove her worth as a winemaker, fiercely loyal to the coloured workers who live on the farm, and essentially a peacemaker. Her best friend is Beau, son of Philemon, the foreman, their strong unity evident from childhood. It is a closely bonded community, not without its jealousies or mischief makers. When squatters make their home on the boundary of the land, ripples of distrust disturb the tranquility. Cracks begin to widen, loyalties are questioned, and racial tension throws the farm off kilter. Adam Mfuzi, the gentle father of the angry, enigmatic Kula, must calm his group, but there are bad elements at play. The unexpected birth of a true heir throws the family into disarray. Will loyalties be divided? Will the parents love a blood heir more than Philly? What rights to the farm will she now have? Tension arises in this formerly happy family, and the stage is set. When a tragedy befalls the family, the spotlight falls on the impetuous Philly, somehow the outsider. She is thrown into the limbo of suspicion, of being neither guilty nor innocent. Mutch is a skilled writer whose sense of place and character is vivid and real. Her obvious passion for her birth country shines through in all her books. She painstakingly undertakes research, ensuring authenticity. She writes in the first person, so we become intimately involved with Philly's thoughts and actions, often wanting to rein her in. Raising difficult issues, she doesn't balk at asking unspoken questions. Adoption. What shapes the adopted child, nature or nurture? Is that child ever really the true child of the family? And when you don't know the birth parents, does a baby have memory of being abandoned? Important questions which are now major research subjects. Mutch objectively explores these. Racial tension between groups. The debate on land appropriation raises the questions of who the land belongs to. Rights hover like a dark cloud. While Mutch does not offer political solutions, she exposes these issues with clarity and empathy. The squatters camping on the boundary, on the other side of the fence, is perhaps an analogy for the challenges facing this country. Navigating the fragility of human relationships in a probing, balanced and thoughtful way, Mutch explores strong women in each of her four novels, their challenges, hardships, triumphs and loves, narrated against atmospheric descriptions of our landscape, giving global readers a sense of our diversity and the hope that lies therein. Mutch is author of The Housemaid's Daughter, The Girl from Simon's Bay, The Fire Portrait, The Case Against Philly Dubois, this one being self-published and an Amazon e-book.